Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Let's go.
The Ace and TJ family presents Unfiltered, Uncensored, and Uninterrupted. Well, almost.
Right here.
Let's go.
This is Share Funny from the Ace and TJ Show Plus.
So if you're watching us on the YouTubes, you can see this. If you don't watch us on the YouTube, go to YouTube and Ace TJ TV. You'll find it there. All I have to do, If I'm a little hot in a room, like say it's a restaurant and I'm holding the menu, if I just do this, like I got the menu in my hand and I fan myself a couple of times, not saying anything to anybody, Jody will go, "Oh my God, why don't you be dramatic?" It's not hot in here.
Just because you're hot.
Yeah, I'm like,
got it. But she should know. She does know. You're much more warm-blooded than she is. Where you get hot much faster, much easier than she does.
Hell yeah.
Because she's always cold.
Yeah. Which means that you're more intelligent people are not as cold-natured. That's a fact.
Oh, is that a fact?
That's a fact.
Well, I'm hot all the time.
That's
so
effing fact.
Look at that.
Mm-hmm. My daughter's hot natured. My son's cold natured. He's kind of, he's not all that bright. It's a sure sign. You don't want to be dealing with it. Don't want to be dealing with it. So, I have some business that I need to speak with Alexis's not quite boyfriend yet. So she gave me his number earlier so I can call him. And I did make sure that I'll be able to understand him on the phone. His English is understandable on the phone.
Yeah. I texted him and said, "Hey, TJ asked for your number." And he said, "Okay." He's like, "Why?" I said, "Well," he said, "he has some business to do and that he would go through it with me, but he wants to do business with a man." And he thought that was hilarious.
You know why? Because it is.
It's not.
It is hilarious.
He's kiss ass.
But she said, "Don't." Did you hear her say, "Ace, don't just add that to your what do you call it? Your directory, whatever
contacts."
Yeah,
because it has a picture of him in it that I use on my contacts, and that wouldn't look right if that's the picture that you had. So I didn't even open it under her contacts because I was afraid to see what the picture was. Mm. Is it him like in a boudoir setting?
Yes.
Is it really?
No. Oh. He has a lace thong on.
He's like in the shower pressing against the glass.
Yeah, looking back.
Mm-hmm.
Riggins was like, "I gotta see this."
A rose in his mouth.
Not a rose in his mouth.
Yeah, so I didn't even look.
Yeah, it was just a little selfie, but you wouldn't appreciate
it. Selfie? He took it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, then I guess that's what a selfie is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be
it. But sometimes people call a picture of themselves a selfie when it was taken by somebody else.
That's not a selfie.
No, it's not. Not at all. Not at all. Not at all.
That is going to be a filthy pic.
It's not. Well, is it? Is it embarrassing?
No, it's not embarrassing at all.
Would it look wrong if it were in my directory, Riggins, in my contacts?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I thought you were looking at it.
Mm-mm.
Hmm.
The thing be thinking.
Yeah, because, I mean, he's being a little, like, flirtatious in the picture.
Oh.
He's trying to, like, be cute and stuff in the sun. Look.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a nice
Let
picture.
Let me see.
You can't see it. It's too far away.
Oh, yeah, I can't see it. It's too far away.
Can't you just open up the contact thing she sent you?
I didn't want to, though, Rob.
Oh.
I will, you know, in a minute, I guess, now that I know it's safe and he's not, you know, doesn't have his thing out thanging.
Yeah, no, those are in other places.
In a secret folder?
Mm-hmm.
Like in a file cabinet?
Yeah, they're in a file cabinet. I have a bunch of, like, Polaroids.
Yeah,
they got
a hanging folder. Yeah. Hanging file.
Ain't nobody going to hack into your phone and get those dirty pics, are they?
Mm-mm.
Do you write on, like, caption them on that white part at the bottom with a Sharpie?
Yep.
Thang got the thang in on 1/21/23.
The sick.
The thick.
2/24. Damn.
So
April 1st.
So I guess you're looking forward to St. Valentine's Day this year, huh?
No, we're both not Valentine's Day people.
You're not? That's good.
Mm-mm.
That is good.
He asked me. I think he was worried that I was going to be that type of person. And I was like, no, I've never done anything for Valentine's Day.
Well, that makes
well,
me sad.
But, I mean, you've never had anybody that would want to do any elaborate things for you around Valentine's Day.
I feel like Valentine's Day is forced. I don't like
it
that.
It is. Absolutely.
Never really had anybody who had a job and could do something for you for Valentine's Day.
So are y'all going, I guess you'll be out together on Valentine's Day or in together, whatever. Surely you'll do a little something romantic for each other, like he may cook for you or
something. Yeah, maybe I'll light one
candle. Oh.
Ooh, a single candle.
We have candles burning in our house every night.
Yeah, we do too.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
I always do.
And they're on a timer.
What?
They look like candles, but they are on a timer, and it's a light with a little thing that flickers. It makes it look like a real candle.
Stop.
Yeah.
No. Is it nice? They look nice?
Or does it look fake?
Yeah. Jody usually picks out pretty nice things.
Yeah.
That's lit.
But I want real candles burning. Because if you don't have all the same skint going, don't all those heavy skints mix together? If you got a, you know, I don't know, cinnamon apple going in the kitchen, and then you got a, you know, an orange blossom in the living room.
I think so.
It all just meshes well. I love
like
candles.
Smell like damn Kirkland's up in here.
Yeah, exactly what it smells like. Oh shit! Smells like a Kirkland.
Damn. Man.
I got Jay a very nice candle yesterday as a housewarming present for his new apartment.
Really?
Oh yeah, you were gonna go house shopping.
I did.
For him.
I did a nice, like, I was very proud of myself. I gave him a very cute gift. I did good.
It was a candle and what else?
So I did a nice little basket, and I put a small bottle of Basil Hayden,
mm-hmm.
and a small bottle of Casamigos.
Okay.
Then I did the big, huge candle, and I also did 2 dog bones for his dog and some dog toys.
And what did the candle have? The Virgin Mary on the outside?
No, it did not have the Virgin Mary on the outside. You're dumb and stupid and a jerk. So done. I'm done today. Don't ask me anything else. I don't want to contribute.
It's Our Lady of Guadalupe.
Can't stand you.
But it does. It sounds nice. And you did all the little moon bat shit that you
I
were
did.
Gonna do.
And let me tell you. So I use Palo Santo, which smells amazing. And in my house, I like light it a little bit, and I can get my
That's
whole apartment.
Sage. That's the sage it's called?
It's wood. It's like a type of wood.
Palo
Santo.
Palo
it's
Santo.
Called blessed wood.
Yeah, oh. I got that.
Right here, mm-hmm. from the grace of God.
That's my wood. That's my name translated into Spanish.
Like this. Spread around the house.
God. I've never heard of that.
All right, so you're burning the blessed wood.
In my apartment, I can like do like a half of a stick and it's fine, but there had to be bad energy in there because it was burning up the wood real quick.
So would that mean
never good? So the faster it burns means the more bad energy is in it.
Yeah, like it's like taking it all.
Oh my god! If you brought one in here,
I would need like a whole log.
Going up like a piece of straw.
Now I'm curious. Yeah. So what is the bad energy comes in? The bad energy was left over from the previous tenant, or the bad energy was brought in when he brought his furniture and everything in?
No, I think it was from the people that were there before.
Okay,
they're probably white, is what she's gonna say.
Oh,
white people got bad energy.
I don't know who it was.
I know where you're thinking.
No, I didn't say that.
Whiteies. Yeah.
I wouldn't hang out with y'all every day if you guys had bad energy. I wouldn't even risk it, not for work.
You just asked me this morning why I'm so exhausted from being grumpy and negative all the time.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with you being white.
But energy.
Good point.
But it does have something to do with my energy, doesn't it? You said I wouldn't hang out with y'all if you had bad energy.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that bad energy?
Yeah, but you don't. It's like one of those where you just don't know any better, so it's like it's okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
You just don't know any better.
Yeah. It's okay. Like, you're just grumpy, so it's you know, it's all right.
But I really, up until recently, I would be like, I'm not grumpy, and try to explain myself about the things that I comment on and whatnot. But now I've just realized to accept it as just the fact that I think about things on a deeper level than normal people do.
Right.
And I'm more intelligent than your average person walking around who doesn't notice things or know when something's off kilter, things like that. So it doesn't bother me. Call me grumpy all you want. I'm just brain strong.
Okay.
That's all it is.
Brain strong.
Mm-hmm. Brain strong.
Do you, baby? Do you?
Who?
Do you?
Oh. I mean, I realize that I'm not walking around, you know, spreading my blessed wood all over somebody's apartment.
You should.
But
strutting around with your blessed wood. You're not better than me.
Here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to swing by your new place. I'm going to bring some blessed wood. We're going to put some good energy in that place.
Yeah.
And what does it smell like?
Delicious.
Okay, well.
It smells like delicious.
It actually smells very good. And he even was like, I love how that smells. So shut up.
Buddhism.
What?
What'd you say?
You know that's what I smell like.
It smells like what?
What'd you say?
Smell like Buddhism.
No, it does not. It smells great. And you guys could use a nice little helping of some blessed wood, let me tell you.
Overwatch.
You gonna take this blessed wood
whether you want it or not.
Yeah, oh, yeah. For real.
Oh, it's gonna be a blessing.
Yeah. That sounds like something you would say to tell a date. You're in need of some blessed wood.
Yeah.
Is that a palo?
Palo Santo.
Palo Santo.
Palo Santo. Palo Santo.
You knew exactly what she meant. What language did she speak? You went, oh, yeah. Did you know what that is?
No.
Oh.
Sometimes I just have to keep from hurting her feelings.
Oh, I was like,
I have to act like she's making sense.
You're not going to hurt my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that. Bless wood.
San Paolo. Palo Santo.
Palo Santo?
Palo Santo.
Palo Santo.
See.
Si. So you sage and the blessed wood.
Yeah, I saged and I did the blessed wood.
So what's the sage smell like?
Like sage?
Weed.
It does smell like weed.
Yes, it does.
This one was a bundle with sage, lemongrass, and eucalyptus. So no, it did not.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
Did you do the frankincense and all that you talked about doing as
well? No, I couldn't find any yesterday when we went to the crystal store.
Because it's not 24 BC. I couldn't find any frankincense.
They're out of stock.
Forever they've been out.
For hundreds and thousands of years.
Yeah, the last people that came and bought it were three wise men.
Yeah, they got the last three in stock. I couldn't find it anywhere.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
This is the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. Let's go!
So Regan's is just playing some Pastor Troy.
I'd like to know more about this. I don't know any Pastor Troy.
Preach, yeah. Pastor Troy.
But Petey Pablo, T.I. and Pastor Troy, they played a club?
Yeah, it was like T.I., Pastor Troy, Petey Pablo, I think, and then one other somebody from Crime Mob.
Look, if you book.
Not the Goody Mob, Crime Mob. So I don't know. Not good for them. Look,
yeah,
at them.
We nooking and bucking and ready to fight. That's my shit.
So this lady just sent a message. Her name's Amanda. She said, teacher on snow day here. I've never heard the after show part of your programming because I can't listen at work. But I'm sitting here with my coffee, literally laughing out loud. You guys are great. So where is it snowing? Where are you, Amanda?
Oh, I wonder if it's Missouri.
She lives in, I just looked on her Facebook, in West Virginia. She lives in West Virginia.
Nice. We also got messages from somebody on YouTube that said the mountains of North Carolina are also snowing.
I want snow.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to get snow this year. And I hate that too, because it has snowed every year since I left Louisiana. We have both years in Huntsville. We got snow in Birmingham that year, and then all 25 years here that snowed. It's a bummer.
It was last weekend last year that we got snow.
And that was an awesome snow that we got. I don't think we're going to get it this year.
I got Khaleesi out there. I have memories of her out in the snow.
It can't be snowing.
Why not?
Well, first of all, I hate snow. I think it's nasty. But the other thing is for Riggins' sake, because now he's got aches and pains that come about in the cold weather.
Right.
So
that's true.
He said earlier when he twisted his ankle not long ago, it still hurts when it's cold. And his mama told him it's going to be raining today, so his knee was going to be hurting from where he twisted it.
Does your ankle still hurt all the time?
No. Oh. But sometimes I'll wake up and it'll just catch me in the wrong way, and I'm like, damn.
Hey, man, it's like, you know, picking the right weather to make candy, you know?
I bet it is.
Your joints gonna be hurting.
That's right.
You know, I never, and I'm sure that somebody can send some sort of a, you know, literature or whatever that the weather has something to do with your aches and pains and all of that. But I've never understood how that works. It's never had an effect on me. Oh, I can tell it's gonna be raining tomorrow because my knee's hurting.
Yeah,
people will say that. Oh, my knees, my bursitis. Acting up, that means it's gonna rain tomorrow.
Yeah, and she said it like it was a fact. She was like, and it's cold and damp. Yeah. So
people really go by that, and that's why I say I don't know that it's not true. I just have a hard time with it.
They can't be true.
Especially people who, all right, so you wake up, it's raining and your knee is hurting. Okay, I give you that, more so than my knee's hurting, it's about to rain.
Yeah, like a farmer's almanac in your body.
You believe in all that, Alex?
I feel like it. Yeah, it's true.
Okay.
Why not?
Hey, didn't your ex-wife used to have that where she would say, something was hurting and it was about to rain or something like that. Or maybe it was her mom. Somebody.
Somebody did.
Yeah. Country people say that a lot.
Yeah, you guys are country, so why don't you believe it?
I love that her response was, why not?
Yeah, well, I didn't say I don't believe it. I just said I don't understand it, or I don't go in for all that. But I did. I started the whole thing saying, I'm sure somebody could send some literature saying that it does mean sense.
Yeah, we're all connected, you know.
No, we're not.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, only in God.
Yeah, no, we are all
not connected through any kind of brainwaves.
Through the
anything.
Universe.
Lord, my brainwaves won't dip down that low.
The universe keeps us connected.
I can't relate to you.
Yes, you can.
I can't relate to you.
Ah.
No.
Your body can, in some ways, predict an upcoming change in the weather because of barometric pressure or the weight of the atmosphere. That's according to Dr. Jaspal Singh, co-director. He said the knowledge is in your joint, and it relates to the barometric pressure. So can your body sense a storm? Most humans are unable to feel changes in barometric pressure, but not all. If a person is capable of feeling changes in barometric pressure, it's a very short jump to theorize they could then apply the knowledge to predict rain, even if it's done subconsciously at first, which science supports. It's got something to do with if you've had an injured body part, the joints sense the change in the barometric pressure.
Well, all I know is your joints dumb and mine's are knowledgeable. So,
I got so much knowledge.
You got dumb joints.
But that's why I said in the beginning, I know there's literature that would say that it does exist.
Mine's are knowledgeable.
But I didn't know that it would come straight from some quack.
Yeah. She just ignores whatever you say to TJ. You have some dumb ass joints.
Your joints are not knowledgeable.
Why are your joints so dumb?
I ain't never seen so stupid joints.
Look at them dumb joints.
And he actually said, I mean, I think it may, I don't know.
Stupid ass joints.
Yeah. Oof, yours are knowledgeless.
Wow.
Well,
that's real good.
Rob Shadow, who invited you to the conversation?
I'm always in the conversation.
That's the problem.
They got your picture on the screen, Rob, when you talk?
Sometimes.
But that's what I'm saying. It needs to be. Where's your picture?
I don't know.
If your picture don't come out, shut up.
Todd,
take my picture, shit.
Todd, please.
Take a picture. You know.
If your picture's not... Oh, now God. He's up there. Now you talk.
Too late.
Oh, my God. You know what we need to do? We need to get a child drawing of Rob and like some crayons and stuff, and every time he starts talking, just pop it up there.
Can we please do that?
I think it might be fun to have Rob do a self-portrait.
No,
I'd like to see Rob draw. You're not a good drawer, are you, Rob?
It would just the only thing I can draw is a face, and it won't even be that good. I can't draw a body.
That's perfect. Draw a picture of your face today and color it, and bring it in. And tomorrow, and we'll every time you start talking, we'll just hold it up in front of the cameras.
I'll see what I can do.
That's a good idea.
So you're a good drawer. You ain't worth a shit as a drawer.
Yeah, I could have said artist, but. That this artist seems to be too much, we know he's not an artist.
You're giving him too much credit.
Right, we know that. So
he's an arter.
So what else? You're connected to the rain. What other bullshit are you on?
I'm connected to everything, dude, all the time. Okay. I'm connected to every living thing.
Blessed wood.
Yep. Blessed wood.
I stay connected to blessed
Never even
wood.
Heard of that. That's a new one.
Everything.
Blessed wood.
Mm-hmm. And what is the country of origin of the San? What is it?
Palo Santo.
Palo Santo.
I'm not sure about that. Mm-hmm.
But I know you'll just grasp onto anything that's
no,
Latin.
I don't just grasp onto anything.
And call it your own.
No.
Who blessed the wood?
The universe.
Is it blessed
did.
Or is it just come out of the ground blessed?
It comes out blessed already.
Yeah.
Wow. So some wood is blessed, some wood is not. Is that how it works?
Yeah. And Yucatan there you Peninsula. Are. That's
then,
where it comes from.
And then there you are just burning it. Like,
because that's what you have to do.
Just setting it on fire. Blessed wood should be preserved. Yeah. You shouldn't be allowed to burn blessed wood.
Yeah. We used to get holy water, you know? We have the holy water. My mom would dump a whole bottle in the pool. She'd go, that's to protect everybody over the summer. I'm like, I don't know if they would approve of that.
It's that Aquafina.
That was like the big thing on Easter. You get a palm, and then you get a little bottle of holy water. And you're like, yes.
Yeah. And is it regular water that's just been blessed, or does it come from a holy water place? Like, no, where they sell our holy water is better than other holy water?
No. Well, maybe. And I mean, you can get holy water from, like, the Vatican. You can probably buy that. Yeah.
And if you drink it, are your insides blessed?
I don't know. I don't know.
And then your turlet gets blessed.
Yeah.
Well, that was the funny thing. So when we originally had the pool put in, my mom had a priest come out and, like, bless the pool. I'm like, they could bless a pool? Man, that's crazy. But then, yeah, every year she would dump in a bottle of holy water.
So it becomes holy water how?
Because it's blessed, like, by a priest.
Okay, so somewhere.
Or a deacon. I guess a deacon. I'm not really sure.
I guess that's what I was wondering. Does it have to start in Rome?
Or no, I don't think so.
So anytime a priest blesses water, it is then qualified as holy water.
Yeah.
Okay, I never knew that. I just never understood how that worked.
He could bless it coming out of the faucet.
Yeah, I think so.
You know, just like a president being able to declassify something.
Right.
As soon as the priest declares it blessed, it's blessed.
It's blessed.
And isn't that oil they use for anointing, isn't that just olive oil that they bless in some way or another?
I heard it was. It might be. But it's got kind of a stronger smell, so I don't know if they add something to it. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure.
Maybe they put garlic in it. Keep them vampires out.
Yeah.
Okay. Hell yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
That should be job one right there.
Maybe.
You're blessed, and vampires won't get you.
Well, that's blessings go. Keeping the Draculas away is a pretty damn good one.
Yeah.
And why do the devil possessing people and all that in movies only go to Catholic churches? Like, you never see them at a little country Baptist church and somebody possessed by the devil comes in and starts killing. Yeah.
The exorcisms that are on record, the people that were possessed were not Catholic. But they always go to a priest because they do the exorcism, which doesn't happen a lot. But you see Nancy Pelosi had a priest come over and try to do an exorcism on her house. I'm like, whatever priest did that is a not smart person, because it's not because the house was possessed that her husband got attacked. I'm sorry. Mm. It's just not the case.
Yeah, and you know, she's so religious anyway.
It's
she's
bullshit.
Just so close to her religion.
It's crazy.
Wouldn't that be offensive?
Extremely. Okay. Extremely.
You know, it seems to me it's offensive.
Extremely.
Just like everybody freaking out because that priest refused to give her communion.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, you know. Yeah. But wasn't he following what should be followed in the priesthood?
100%.
Yeah.
100%. Now, yeah, I mean. He definitely took some leave. He's like, I just know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can tell she's an evil person. She's a witch.
She's got that look to her.
Yeah, and the little things.
Well, don't do witches like that, though. Don't do witches
like that. No, I mean, she's like a wicked witch.
Yeah, okay.
She's not like the, you know, good witch that's got fake titties and stuff that you see at Halloween.
Where did you see that good witch?
Costume contest.
It's funny that's meant to be Cher. This is the Cher Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ family. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/ACETJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/ACETJ. BetterHelp.com/ACETJ.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Share Funny is a production of the Ace and TJ family. For more, download the Ace and TJ app in your app store. Now, more of the Share Funny podcast.
The countdown is on, and we got to make sure we keep up with it. The countdown until Alexis gets put on the diet. The diet.
Oh, yeah.
You were just talking about your little boyfriend's birthday coming up, and that's the cutoff for your being able to eat things you enjoy.
I know.
Like after his birthday, you got to start it up. When is his birthday? What day?
February 6th.
Oh, that's the first week in February.
Yup.
So you won't even be able to eat anything good on Valentine's Day if you did celebrate Valentine's Day.
My life is over as I know it, honestly.
It's gonna be the
worst 3 months of my life.
Well, why don't you just break up with him?
Can't do that.
If it's that bad. Break up with him and, you know, because a lot of guys like, you know, they're chubby chasers. Break up with him, eat all you want, sit around just eating fistfuls of gummies and watching crime docs, plump it up real nice, get you a chubby chaser.
Stop.
He's a chubby chaser.
It's a jerk.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm over it.
I didn't know he was a chubby chaser.
Stupid.
That'd be so funny to say to anyone. Oh, is your husband a chubby chaser?
Wow. I've never met your husband, but I know one thing about him.
Has he always been a chubby chaser, or did that just come in recent years?
That's so bad.
But you wouldn't have any problems finding another guy, Lex. Is there a lot of men who prefer their women to be candy coated?
Shut up.
Yeah.
You're such a jerk.
So he's starting. Wait, let me see what the day of the week. He's starting. What will he start the day after his birthday? Because it's a Monday, right?
Yeah, and we're actually going to my mom's, and she's making pupusas. Okay. Probably.
Wait, when's his
Does
birthday?
Your mom know how to cook anything else?
It's <Yeah. laughs> a lot of pupusas.
I've never heard a lady sound so depressed in my life.
So his birthday is Monday the 6th.
Yeah.
Okay. So then, will you eat good foods or whatever on Monday the 6th, then start on the 7th or start on the birthday?
No, like after the birthday, because my mom's going to make, we can't eat pupusas on the diet.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, then your mom's going to have to order out. She can't cook anything else, obviously.
Shut up.
Can I make a salad for you?
Pupusa salad.
I don't think so.
Different variations of pupusas.
And she says that like we would go, oh, really? She's making pupusas. Well, yeah. Of course. That's all she ever
makes. She knows how to make other stuff.
That's not your talk about.
But he wanted that. That's what his request was.
Yeah. This takes you all the way almost to May.
I know.
Are you setting any goals?
Yeah, being hot as hell. Yeah. That's my goal.
Being a bad bitch.
Yeah. She already set goals, Ace. Your goal, remember, is to find out if get a good way to cheat and hide.
Yeah. So I just that was her if it goal. Would be easier if you set a goal like, I want to lose 10 pounds, or I want to do this, or I want to do that, or whatever it might be.
He's not wanting her to be on the diet because he wants her to lose weight. It's that her stomach has issues, and he wants her to eat healthier food so her stomach doesn't get upset.
Well, I just meant goals she should set for herself.
Right. We're the ones who threw that in about he's just wanting her to lose weight.
Yeah, I'm just saying whatever your goal might be, you should pick up, but you should set a goal for yourself.
Yeah, now how
you much weight
like,
do you think she needs to lose?
So what are you trying to lose, anyway? Like 20 pounds?
I don't think she needs to lose anyway at all. But I'm saying is if it would be helpful if you would set a goal for yourself. That way you would have something to be accountable for to keep you kind of interested in what's going on,
and it would make other people not have to be uncomfortable and tell you how much weight you need.
We're gonna have an intervention.
I'm gonna be looking hot, and then I'm gonna be like, "Look, haha, guys, I didn't even cheat."
There's no way you're gonna be able to truthfully say you didn't even cheat.
You don't believe in me?
I think you can do. I think you can do a healthy eating regime, but I don't think you can go without having some kind of food that's not on the diet
right
for that long.
No, yeah, I'm gonna,
and most people can't.
I'm going to adjust. I'm going to adjust the diet.
And in my opinion, I don't think most people should go that long without having something, you know, that they really, unless it's their profession.
Right.
Yeah. What does adjust the diet mean?
Like at least have one day where I can do, eat whatever I want.
You know, historically, the way that works, though, is the way it starts. If you're doing, trying to eat cleanly, so to speak, that you start with a day. And then eventually, over the course of a couple of weeks, you start seeing changes. You're like, oh, I'm not going to take the entire day. I'm going to cut the day down to just one meal. Do you foresee that you could do just one? You would eat cleanly, no cheat, no snacks, no nothing for 6 days, and then wait, just have one meal on a Saturday, say?
No, I want the whole day.
Okay.
Well, and you need the whole day at first, at least,
yeah,
to show you what it feels like when you're eating cleanly all week, and then you just get to that Saturday where it's your cheat day, and you're just shoveling shit in your mouth like a damn front-end loader. And at the end of that day, you're like, oh my God, I feel so miserable. Then you do it the next week, and after a few weeks, then you're like, oh God, it's not worth it because I feel like crap. Then you can still take the whole day, but you won't gorge yourself like you will those first few. You know,
that's what I'm hoping is going to happen. That I can feel the difference, and I'm like, not doing this.
So, how many days a week do you have to be in the gym with him?
I don't know. We haven't talked about that. Probably I would say I'm going to go up to 4 days a week.
Okay. And is there a workout plan you're going to be following?
He has it, yeah.
So he'll be putting forth the plan. So he'll tell you, like, today's back and buys, and, you know, that kind of
thing. Yeah.
And then he tells me the workout.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen that plan, that workout. It's called Never Date a Fat Chick.
Shut up.
The plan is...
Oh, I'm just kidding, of course. But yeah, it'll be fun for you. It'll be, I think this will make or break your relationship with him.
Why? Really? You're putting a lot of pressure.
Well, because it could be something where the two of you grow together and as a couple bond over something, and you're spending more time together. You're improving yourselves together, which is building something between the two of you. So that could be a make of a relationship. But the break could be if you don't do it, or you complain about it, or he finds out that you've been cheating on the diet or whatever, then that could be a break because he can't trust you. You don't have the same goals he does. You're not as serious about being the best you can be, you know, and vice versa. If he does, if he cheats or gets off the diet or complains all the time, it could put him in a negative light in your eyes.
No,
so it is a lot of pressure. That's why they call it 75 hard, because it's hard to stay together.
And so much, she's so into food and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's so important to her that it could be like a bombshell. If somebody slips off and tries to keep it a secret, it would be way more.
Or if she starts acting all crazy and grouchy all the time.
Well, that's
to say, what I wonder most is, will you grow to resent him when you maybe one evening decide you're going to have something and he says, that's not what we're having tonight. You need to focus and stay on this. And slowly you just start to let it eat at you, like, I'm going to eat what I want. I mean, how damn dare you tell me I can't eat this? I'm starving that kind of thing.
I'm probably going to say some mean things in my head, but it's like what TJ said. Overall, I know it's to become the next best version of myself, and why would I not want that? So because I know it's going to have good results, even though it's going to suck ass and I'm going to hate every second of it, I am committed to the result.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I bet if you stay with that, I bet you're networking it more than 4 days a week.
I think so, too. I think it'll help me with my energy. Shut up.
I'm so
done with this guy.
But I mean, because you smoke too much weed.
That's when I work out the best.
I really have a hard time with that.
It's the truth. Ask any person that consumes and works out. People love going to the gym high.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean that they're really getting accomplished what they think they are.
No, because
you're going in slow motion. You think you're going fast. Those ropes.
She's got like 15 pounds.
And she's sweating, going, I am killing this. Yeah.
I get the best workouts.
Yeah, I think you might surprise yourself if you give it an honest. If you really give it an honest effort, I think you might surprise yourself.
And it's all connected to the bigger picture, so.
Which is what?
I'm about to take over the world, y'all.
Oh, yeah.
This is where it starts?
Yeah. I need to be at the best I can be mentally and physically to do that.
You've been saying this for like 3 years.
And I'm getting better and better and closer and closer every year.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
See them pinky and the brain.
And facts.
Taking over the world.
Yup.
Taking over the world. Well, good luck.
Yeah.
I just don't see the relationship surviving this, but whatever. Prove me wrong. Prove me el wrongo.
Mm-hmm.
Por favor.
Stop. If you could just stop having to throw up and have violent diarrhea every other day, that would be a win.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody wins if I do this.
She'll start hiding stuff in here, though.
Oh,
no, because you guys
stuff.
She'll
eat stuff on the way home and then pull over at a convenience store and throw the bags away.
I'm not going to do that, guys.
Are you?
I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
I need y'all to believe me.
And then he'll come in for dinner and say, look, we're having pupusas tonight. And she'll get all excited. Oh, yeah, we're having tofu baked pupusas.
Wait till Rob comes in here with one of those corn dog emails. And she's just going to be like, all right, I'm going with you.
Well, or when he brings some of his what do you call it, the coffee creamer up in here.
Yeah. Oh, the Pop-Tart one he was just talking about sounds delicious.
He's got a brown sugar Pop-Tart coffee creamer.
It's delicious.
You know what this coffee needs?
A little Pop.
Pop-Tart. A liquid Pop-Tart.
Share funny from the Ace and TJ family. More next.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years, but then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Hey, it's funny you'll share. The Ace and TJ family presents the Share Funny Podcast from the Ace and TJ Show.
I'm getting close to the end of this long book I've been reading. It's called The Shield. Because I treat TV series like you would do a book. I start in the beginning and go all the way to the end before I start up. You don't start in the middle of one book, start reading another one. I mean, if you're talking about fiction. Now, I've done that with political books and things like that, reading two at once. One in one hand, one in the other. One eyeball on this one, one eyeball on that one. That's talent.
Okay.
But The Shield is 7 seasons.
Oh, I thought it was even longer. Mm. This is taking you a while.
Uh-huh. Right. I mean, I just don't have the me time to devote to it that I normally do.
How many episodes each season?
I think anywhere from 11 to 13.
Hour
something
long?
About that, yeah. Well, 44 minutes. Yeah. No commercials and stuff. It is really good. I mean, it's one of those where you get nervous watching it.
Really?
You get anxious, like something about to happen, and you're scared of what's going to happen.
Yeah, I remember
and
the
it's,
name.
You know, And it's from, as the kids say, yesteryear.
Yeah.
So it's not politically correct or woke in any way. So it's still good. But damn.
Oh, it's got Hank Schrader in it? Hank from, oh, no, that's not him. I was thinking from Breaking Bad.
Oh, no.
Oh, it kind of looks like him.
It looks exactly like him.
No, it's got Michael Chiklis.
And Glenn Close.
Yeah, she was on one season of it. She was great. Forrest Whitaker was on one season. It was one of those shows that when it was out, it got so popular that these big name actors wanted to, like, they were like, can I be a guest on this show? I want to be part of. Yeah, it won a bunch of Emmys and all that. I guess that was back when Emmys, you know,
weren't woke.
Yeah, made a difference. It was actually an award.
Rotten Tomatoes loves it.
Right. Yeah, I mean,
if you Google, which I have Googled this, looking for a new book to start reading on a streaming service, best cop shows ever, it pops up there.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So does The Wire.
Yeah, I've heard The Wire. I need to watch that.
I read that. The Wire. I read all of that.
So how much longer are you going to be reading this?
I'm in the seventh season now, about two episodes in.
How many seasons are there?
Seven.
Oh.
Seven, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you essentially, you got a few chapters left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good for you.
But you know what? I love to be well read.
Yeah.
I love okay. curling up with a good Hulu book.
Man.
And you know, if something's on Hulu, I have to really like it because I got ads on Hulu. Because Jody said we can't spring for the subscription, higher subscription, because nobody watches that. But there are four people in the family. Three of us watch Hulu, and one doesn't. So that means nobody watches it.
That's clearly what it means.
I love that philosophy. If I don't watch it, nobody watches it.
I mean, we can just get rid of Hulu. If we're trying to cut back on things. What? We all watch it all the time. Hulu's one of the best ones. Nah. Yeah.
Gotta go.
Yeah. She watches mostly, I think, Netflix. If you got to pick one that she watches the most, it's Netflix because she's old. Old people watch. That's the Facebook of streaming services.
Yeah, it
kind of
is.
It kind of is.
I've been on Peacock a lot lately because all the housewives are on there.
Peacock.
Yeah, that's where the WWE network is.
And The Office.
So I stay pretty regular on the.
Well, why you gotta stream The Office?
Because I need to watch it all the time.
It's on all the time.
It is on constantly.
But I don't want to watch commercials.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you can't turn on that.
How much is Peacock if you don't get commercials?
Comedy Central.
I don't know. I don't pay for it.
Oh. Because I have Peacock, and I still get commercials, and it's super annoying.
I think maybe $12, because the subscription is like $6.
Yeah, I think I'm paying $6, $5.99, whatever it is.
Yeah, I was going to pay for Peacock, because I thought it was going to have a bunch of stuff on it that I like, but the Law and Orders, they'll give you the free Peacock, and I thought I got that with my TV or whatever, but they don't give you the old Law and Order, like before, you know, pre-woke. So I don't give a shit.
You should watch Parks and Rec on there. I think you would like it.
Mm.
You'd love Ron Swanson.
I would.
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a funny one.
Is it as funny as Everybody Loves Raymond?
It's funnier.
I never watched that.
I used to watch Everybody Loves Raymond.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I can't imagine Parks and Rec being funnier than Raymond.
It's so funny, dude.
Or, Frasier or Seinfeld.
And what's that other guy that you guys like that's on there?
I thought Frasier was a lot funnier than Everybody Loves Raymond.
Healthy dude.
Yeah.
And I think Parks and Rec is not as funny as Frasier, but what I've seen, it's as funny, maybe a little funnier than Everybody Loves Raymond.
But yeah, Frasier's my, I think probably my all-time favorite sitcom.
Frasier, really funny.
Yeah. And you've never watched it, Alexis?
Frasier?
Yeah.
It goes over your head. You probably wouldn't get it. Don't waste your time.
I was going to say, because it's older, you may not like it.
Yeah, no, because before you've told me, you don't even watch Frasier. It'll be over your head.
And was I lying?
No, you're not lying. I don't know, because I haven't really watched it.
Yeah, because you can't even find it.
Yes, I can.
That's how over your head it is. You don't even know where to look.
Let me put this in context for you. It's Camille Grammer's husband. She's on The Housewives.
Yep, that's what it would take right there.
Mm-hmm.
She said he was into some freaky stuff.
He was?
That's what she said.
Oh, like what?
That he would like dress up in women's clothing and...
Oh?
Yeah.
But he's also Sideshow Bob.
Mm. Yeah.
From that's The true. Simpsons.
I wasn't allowed to watch The Simpsons. So I've only seen episodes over your head here and there. Yeah, it was over too my confusing. Head.
Your mom was like, I hate seeing you frustrated like this. So just, you're not watching it anymore. Come eat some pupusas.
We're having pupusas again.
The Share Funny Podcast is a production of the Ace and TJ family. To get more Ace and TJ 24/7, download the Ace and TJ app. Just search for Ace and TJ in your app store. All Share Funny material copyright ATJ Incorporated 2021.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love & Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime. It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. All on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent First Quarter of the Rest of Your Life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms and incredible dining options. Book now by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
As a proven leader in managed IT services, CompuCom delivers innovative solutions designed for how you work today. They'll help you deliver results no matter where you are on your digital transformation journey. It's all at CompuCom. Go to CompuCom.com to find out more.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss. The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you, and if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah, learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.